Things were different in the beginning. There was still time to talk, a chance for peace. Ponder shook his head. Anyhow, this guy, my target, had married the daughter of one of the local officials. I thought the father-in-law would be pretty ticked when a whole armored column showed up on his doorstep. But the next thing I knew, I was in his living room sipping tea. Ponder tapped the ash from his cigar. We talked about nothing for a few minutes, just got comfortable. Then when his wife was pouring me a second cup, I got down to it. We're looking for so-and-so, do you know where we can find him? We don't mean your daughter any harm, etc., etc. And he looks me right in the eye. Ponder paused and stared out the warthog's sloped windshield. He looks me in the eye and says, "Someday we will win, no matter what it takes." The captain flexed his prosthetic, pantomiming his memories. Then he put his arm around the target's wife, his own daughter, and raised it up like this. Took me a second to realize he had a grenade. Avery didn't know what to say, except that having inherited the insurrection from men like Ponder, he'd seen things at least as surprising, at least as tragic. I knew it was a bluff. This guy was dedicated to the cause, no doubt, but kill his whole family? Wasn't gonna happen. Ponder pulled the half-smoked cigar from his teeth and ground it into the dash. One of my snipers thought different. Put a hasty round through the wall of his house, tore the guy in half. But he pulled the pin on reflex. The captain shrugged. I dove to cover the blast. Things got worse from there. Tight space, jumpy soldiers, Avery knew worse had meant a lot of civilian casualties, some very angry top brass, and, adding insult to injury, Ponder taking a two-step drop in rank. I think they wanted me to take an early retirement, but I stuck with it, the captain said. Took a bunch of lousy billets and worked my way up to CMT. Thought I'd left the insurrection behind me. He shot Avery a look that was more inquisitive than accusatory. Then along came the two of you. Again, Avery was at a loss for words. But Ponder was soon lost in more memories from that terrible day long ago, and for a while both men resumed their silence. Out in the apple orchards, Avery saw Jotuns, a pair of monstrous pickers large enough to engulf whole trees with their agitating arms. He had overheard Healy arguing with one of his recruits about the exact number of Jotuns on harvest. The corpsman refused to believe there were 3 Jotuns for every person, almost 1 million machines, until the recruit had explained he was counting all the different versions, the smallest aerial crop dusters to the 6-wheeled beasts like the ones in the orchard. It's funny, Ponder said in a way that made it clear he didn't think it was the least bit so. But at first, I missed it. My men, the combat, all of it. Took me years to realize how crazy that was. That I'd been damn lucky to get out when I did. Before things got really bad, and I made a mistake that got a lot more people killed. Avery nodded his head, although he might as well have said, I know exactly what you mean. By now the Bifrost had begun to rise before them. They were still an hour away from the limestone escarpment, but squinting his eyes, Avery could just see dark switchbacks carving back and forth across its face that would take them up to Utgard. On either side of the switchbacks, separated by hundreds of kilometers, were 2 maglev train lines, thick monorails that angled down from the top of the Bifrost to meet the Ida far out in the orchards. Avery saw a long train of cargo containers glide down the southern line. The train seemed to move too quickly for the container's size, and Avery realized they must be empty, on their way to a depot where hundreds of Jotuns waited with fresh-picked loads. Maybe Fleetcom decided you needed a break, Ponder offered. Maybe, Avery said. It was as good an explanation as any. Well, why not start tonight? Have a drink. Dance with a girl. Avery smiled despite himself. Then an order, sir? Ponder laughed and slapped his artificial arm on his thigh. Yes, Staff Sergeant. Yes, it is.